And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yajbur al-munkasirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes care of you. If you have been treated unjustly, He will console you, He will comfort you, and He will support you in this situation, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And I gave some examples. Now we'll talk about how we can be jabir al-khawafir. How can we console and comfort each other? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about this in a collection of a hadith in Bukhari, in Muslim, and other hadith. And the ulama say, there is nothing after ibadat which is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than jabr al-khawafir. So after salah, zakah, siyam, hajj, what comes after is jabr al-khatir. When we take care of each other, when we put a smile on each other's faces, this is the best thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is this authentic hadith that I gave last night, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ. The most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are beneficial to others. They take care of other people. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى قَلْبِ مُسْلِمٍ أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبًا. The best thing that you can do that Allah loves so much is when you put a smile on someone's face and you remove a difficulty from them. So in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains, someone came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, how can I be beneficial to people? How can I do jabr al-khatir? So the Prophet ﷺ said, help people financially. If someone is in debt, someone is having a difficult time financially, give them something, man. Help them financially. So the man said, okay, what if I don't have the financial ability to help them? And the Prophet ﷺ said, help them physically. Carry their grocery, shovel their snow, cut their grass, help them physically. So the man said, what if I don't have the physical ability? The Prophet ﷺ said, help them verbally. Give them nasiha. Tell them, you know, what is right and what is wrong. And the man in this hadith said, Ya Rasulullah, what if I don't have the knowledge to give nasiha? Then the Prophet ﷺ said something, wallahi, it is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard in hadith. And if you can, try to frame this statement and put it in your house. And take a look at it every night or every day when you wake up in the morning and every night before you go to bed. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ أَن تَنْفَعْ فَلَا تَضُرْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you're not able to help someone, at least don't harm them. And this is the best thing you can do for them. But sometimes, subhanAllah, we're not able to help and we harm. And the example I like to give, we have seen some cases where someone is running for the board, or someone is running to become the imam of a masjid and they don't get there for the job. And this brother who's running for the board, the only votes he received is his wife's vote. She voted for him because he said, if you don't vote for me, talaq. She voted for him. So he didn't make it to the board. Now he is mad. So when they have a fundraiser for the school, for the masjid, or for something, now he's mad at the community. He's not willing to give, but he goes around and says, you know, these people are hisses, chor, thief, tug, lis, don't give them, right? So he's not helping, but he's also not keeping his mouth shut. He's not helping, but he's also harming at the same time. So this is what you can do. If you're not able to help someone financially, put a smile on their face, help them physically or verbally, give them nasiha. If not, if you're not able to help them, at least don't harm them, and this is the best thing you can do. Now, jabr al-khawatir, again, one of the most beautiful things you can do. And if you do jabr al-khawatir to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. When you help someone, at least with your tongue, you give them nasiha, you teach them something, you're not actually paying anything. This is the cheapest thing you can do, right? When you help them with your tongue. And sometimes, subhanAllah, when we talk, we're not putting a smile on someone's face. We're not putting joy in their hearts. Bullets are coming out of their mouth. Bullets. Like say for example, sometimes we talk, we're not paying attention, we just talk. Because you know, talking is for free. You don't pay 13% in tax when you talk. There's no GST, nothing. You just talk, right? So what is the point when you talk to someone who is at the hospital about how healthy you are? Or when you have money, Allah has blessed you with money and you are bragging about how wealthy you are to someone who is poor. Or someone who just lost their father or their mother, and you say, well, I love my parents so much, they are the best. Like Trump, oh, they're fantastic, man. They're fantastic, you know? Gonna build a wall, it's gonna be tall, you know? You know, so don't talk about your parents if someone just lost their parent. Or if you talk about how wonderful your children are, in front of someone who has been married for 10 years, no kids. What is the point? And the best example I like to give, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, he was very sick. And this man came to visit him. And he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, okay, what is the problem? What is your situation? So he said, well, I have this problem, you know, I'm not feeling well. So the man said, subhanAllah, I've never seen anyone who had this problem, except that they died. It's a hopeless case, you're going to die, bye-bye. So Umar radiallahu anhu was so disappointed. He said, I thought you came to Jabr al-Khatir to put a smile on my face. Now, subhanAllah, you destroyed me morally, spiritually, everything. And he said, if you visit the sick, don't talk about death. And when you leave my house, don't you ever come back. Because, you know, my moral is in the basement, right? So the last thing I want to say, inshallah, try Masalik Jabr al-Khatir. Try to put the smiles on people's faces. SubhanAllah, every single one of us goes through difficulties in life, either with their job, in their home, with their kids, at work, and so on and so forth. They don't need anyone to come and put more burden on their shoulders. We try to help each other and take care of one another. So there is this story. When you do Jabr al-Khatir to people, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will do Jabr al-Khatir to you. Keep this in your mind. When you take care of people, Allah will take care of you. There is this story that happened in Egypt so many years ago. There was this doctor, he was in his 50s, and it was his day off. He was living in Medina at 6th October, and his work was in Cairo. And the distance is like, I would say, Niagara Falls and Ajax. It's about an hour and a half, an hour 45 minutes drive. So he used to go to Cairo for shopping and to visit some families and stuff. And on the way, while he was in Cairo, and it was his day off, and he had to drive back 1 hour and a half to his house in another city, someone called him and he said, your neighbor, this poor neighbor of yours, he's at the hospital, so please, there's no one visiting him. He's a poor guy, he doesn't have family. Please visit him. This will raise his morale. He will feel good about himself. You are his neighbor, you're a doctor, and when you go there, he will feel proud. So he said, alhamdulillah, I had some shopping to do, whatever, some visitations to do, but inshallah, I'm going to stop by this brother, and I'm going to visit him in the hospital. So he went and he visited him in the hospital, and after he left, he had a cardiac arrest. He didn't have any history of heart problems, but while he was in the hospital, he fell down. He had a problem in his heart for the first time, so they knew he was a doctor. They took him to the operation room, and they revived him. And he told the story. He said, wallahi, if I didn't visit the brother to put a smile on his face, and I drove 1 hour and a half, 1 hour 45 minutes to this city, and those who know Cairo, al-mihwar, al-da'iri, 1 hour and a half at least, no houses, no nothing. If he had this cardiac arrest on the way, he will die for sure. So he said, when I put a smile on that guy's face, Allah saved my life. So always remember this story, inshallah. Try to do Jabr al-Khatir, take care of people, and Allah will take care of you. The question for last night, when the son of Adam killed his brother, and he was remorseful and regretful, we know this is tawbah in Islam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forgive him, because his regret was not because he killed his brother, but he was regretful because he felt like he was less intelligent than the bird, the crow, that dug for his brother, the crow, the bird, and buried it, and he didn't know what to do. So he felt like, you know, the bird is smarter than me, and this is why he was regretful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forgive him for that. This reminds me of another story, very quick, inshallah, a few seconds. They robbed the bank, the chores, the hearses, they robbed the bank, and they took a truck full of money to a cave in the desert, and one of the thieves, after they took the money, he started to cry. So the head of the thieves, he said, okay, is this tawbah or something? Like, you're crying tawbah? He said, no. I just bought a house in Toronto. I was about to buy a one-bedroom house for $750,000. You know how crazy it is. And it's going to take us at least a week to count the money. So I take my share. By the time I go to pay the money, the house will be $1.5 million. Right? It's very crazy. So the thing of the thief, يعني أعطاه بالكف والأخرس ولد. You don't have to wait 1 week to count the money. Don't cry. In 15 minutes on the CBC, they're going to tell us how much was stolen from the bank. And we'll give you your share. We don't have to count anything, right? So it is not tawbah, we're just crying for the money. So the winner for tonight, the question was so difficult. Three brothers got together to give the answer. Adam, Muhammad, Khalid, Aish. Are they here? The time? Quick. ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله
تكبير جزاك الله خير احسنت ما شاء الله which one are you Adam ما شاء الله عليه السلام بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير to ask questions until the end of the month the questions will be so difficult and if you don't get the answer I'm gonna take the prize So a question for tonight, Surah Fussilat. We know that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He created the heavens and the earth always in 6 days. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ There's one place in the Quran, Surah Fussilat, Surah 41, Surah 41, ayat 9 to 12. If you read it, it says 8 days, not six. 2 plus 4 plus 2, it's 8. So how do you explain this? Is it 6 or 8? Is this a contradiction in the Quran? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asr, at Imam Mustafa at AnatoliaCenter.ca. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.